6. Seraphic Organization. After the second millennium of sojourn at seraphic headquarters, the seraphim are organized under chiefs into groups of 12, 12 pairs, 24 seraphim, and 12 such groups constitute a company, 144 pairs, 288 seraphim, which is commanded by a leader. 12 companies under a commander constitute a battalion, 1,728 pairs, or 3,456 seraphim, and 12 battalions under a director equal a seraphic unit, 20,736 pairs, or 41,472 individuals, while 12 units subject to the command of a supervisor constitute a legion numbering 248,832 pairs, or 497,664 individuals. Jesus alluded to such a group of angels that night in the Garden of Gethsemane when he said, "I can even now ask my Father, and he will presently give me more than 12 legions of angels." 12 legions of angels comprise a host numbering 2,985,984 pairs, or 5,971,968 individuals, and 12 such hosts, 35,831,808 pairs, or 71,663,616 individuals, make up the largest operating organization of seraphim, an angelic army. A seraphic host is commanded by an archangel or some other personality of coordinate status, while the angelic armies are directed by the brilliant evening stars or by other immediate lieutenants of Gabriel. And Gabriel is the supreme commander of the armies of heaven, the chief executive of the sovereign of Nebadon, the Lord God of hosts. Though serving under the direct supervision of the Infinite Spirit as personalized on Salvington, since the bestowal of Michael on Urantia, seraphim and all other local universe orders have become subject to the sovereignty of the Master Son. Even when Michael was born of the flesh on Urantia, there issued the Super Universe broadcast to all Nebadon, which proclaimed, "And let all the angels worship him." All ranks of angels are subject to his sovereignty. They are a part of that group which has been denominated his mighty angels.